tip number 46. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. The 1 Minute Tip is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, Google's My Search History. Now, when I first heard about this service, I was a little bit creeped out about Google tracking my searching history. But once I sat down and actually used this service, you'll find it can be very helpful. Let's start by going to www.google.com. In the bottom right-hand corner, click on About Google, then click on Google Labs, and then click on My Search History. Now here you'll have to either enter in a new account or use your Gmail account, which, by the way, we still have some available at the 1 Minute Tip. Drop us a note. After signing up, you'll be returned to the Google homepage, but you'll notice in the upper right-hand corner, you now have the ability to sign in. Now, as you search inside of Google, it's going to keep track of the places that you go to. Now, the best part of this is as you move from computer to computer, you can always sign yourself in and find your searches from an earlier time. Okay, so now we've done a little bit of searching in Google. Let's take a look at how this service works. In the Google main page, go ahead and now click on Sign In, and then at the bottom of this page, go ahead and click on My Search History. Now, what you're going to get on the left-hand side is a listing of all the places that you've gone to, and on the right-hand side, a calendar showing you the amount of searches that were done on particular days of the week. In this window, you also have the ability to pause and unpause your search history. Remove Items is also available in this window. Click on Remove Items, you'll receive your search history list with checkboxes. Select the items you would like to have removed from this list and remove them. So there you have it, your search history that will follow you anywhere. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip, no spaces. And I'd like to thank all of the listeners who participated in the I Told Two Friends About the 1 Minute Tip podcast contest. Those gift certificates will be going via email very soon. Congratulations!